Okay, so now we turn from pop culture to counterculture. Mother Murphy's is an iconic presence in Uptown Normal. The beloved head shop has been around since the late 1960s. Not that you would know, right? But times, they are a-changin', and WGLT's Lindsay Jones caught up with Griffin Burns and Colton Walsh, two of the shop's new owners, who say that taking over Mother Murphy's was always kind of a pipe dream, until it wasn't.
Mother Murphy's went up for sale in December of 2019, when then-owners Mike and Becky Williams decided to retire. They'd taken over the business from its founders back in 1990, and just as they preserved and enhanced the culture of the store, a welcoming, safe, yet still edgy counterculture vibe, they wanted to find people who would prioritize that over anything else. And that's why Griffin Burns, one of the new owners, says he and two other partners were chosen.
We're townies for one. We've been coming to Mother Murphy's. We felt as though it's like, listen, we were kind of formed by the culture of Mother Murphy's ourselves. So we want to bring that back almost full circle. And that's what we came with. You know, that's what we went to them with. And I mean, here we are today. Obviously, that was what they were looking for.
The other co-owners include Noah Anderson, who formerly ran Anderson's Classic Barbershop in Uptown Normal, and a childhood friend of Burns's, Colton Walsh, who says he upended his life to move back to town from Washington State and help run Mother Murphy's.
I uprooted from where I was at and made my way back here within a month's time. Had it been anybody else, I probably would have just said, that sounds really cool. I hope it turns out for you.
When the shop went up for sale, there was significant interest in purchasing it. Burns says he learned in conversations with the previous owners that around 50 serious offers had been made. And with those offers came different visions for Mother Murphy's, with some prospective buyers saying they wanted to turn it into just a glass shop or relocate it from its location in Uptown Normal.
And they said that we were the first ones that were like, authentically sincere about maintaining the culture, that counterculture, just spark that Mother Murphy's has. And that's what they were looking for.
So, Burns says the three soon-to-be co-owners had to plan quickly how exactly they'd pay for Mother Murphy's.
We all literally scraped every dollar we had. We took out loans. I mean, we didn't have any money.
Then they had to figure out how to make a profit, how to restock the store's limited inventory.
Basically, what we were doing was we'd sell one, we'd buy two. Same thing with like the skate company. We had a few decks. We'd sell one, buy two kind of thing. So that's how we started to build things back up.
Right now, financially, things are evidently going well enough for an expansion to Champaign, the first ever off branch of the original Mother Murphy's store, to a place outside of Normal. More on that later. First, a driving question that I had for both Walsh and Burns. How do you keep a counterculture vibe going in 2022? Part of the edge that Mother Murphy's had for a long time was that it was a place that sold grinders, bongs, pipes, stuff you'd need to consume cannabis, during a time when cannabis consumption wasn't legal. Here's former owner Mike Williams speaking to the producers of a video by Fell Hall Productions in 2019 about what it used to be like for such shop owners back in the day.
There was a big push by government to close all hippie head shops, smoke shops, bong shops, and there was a lot of people getting prosecuted. And they were successful. They closed most of them. And most people were afraid to get into the business. You know, it was a big barrier for anybody to get in the business. Well, I better have a good lawyer if I'm going to do that. You know, store would open, maybe have records and posters and stuff, throw some pipes on the shelf. Next thing you know, a policeman's visiting. So you get rid of that or we're going to come after you. And it's just pull it as opposed to, you know, having them come after them.
Although strictly business-wise, there was a benefit to this for Mother Murphy's.
We were getting customers from Peoria, Champaign, as far as St. Louis and Chicago, because there were no stores like this.
Obviously, things are different today, especially in Illinois, where recreational cannabis was legalized in 2020.
You can actually call a bong a bong. Whereas before, if you said bong,
you had to leave.
You had to, exactly.
Yeah.
Right. No, we literally would have, we've wrestled with that, because at the time when we took over, it became legal. Yeah. And we thought, like, what does that mean for us?
Yeah.
Because that's exactly, that was exactly our thought. And funny enough, it took about these last 2 years to kind of figure this out.
Burns says they've had all this time to come up with what they will describe as the soul of Mother Murphy's, a store that has sold everything from custom-made t-shirts to glass to vinyl records to incense to whatever. Here's how they've started to answer that question.
Mother Murphy's is a little different because what we're doing is we're saying, we actually want you to come in and put your mark on us. Mm-hmm. Because what that actually represents is you are creating that very culture. Mm-hmm. We're not just telling you, here's the culture that you should be a part of. It's you should come in and help us form that culture. Right. It's like, you can't really do that. What other places can you, you know, Sharpie up the wall or just slap like stickers and posters all over the place just at your own free will? Mm-hmm. But by doing that, you are participating in the, like, the beauty of life and culture, and you're forming part of who we are.
Speaking of who or what Mother Murphy's is, those who've dropped by the shop might be familiar with Shockwaves, a separate business venture started by Becky Williams in 1992. Shockwaves has moved around in that it did have a Bloomington location for a time, but eventually the skateboarding shop came back home to the Mother Murphy's location in Uptown Normal after 13 years. Here's Mike Williams in that Fell Hall Productions interview again, speaking about the impact his wife's business had.
I feel like my wife has raised, you know, a couple of generations of skaters.
But neither Burns nor Walsh said they feel up to the task of running Shockwaves, or at least to the extent that it needs cared for and preserved, much like the Mother Murphy's store does. They, along with the third co-owner, Noah Anderson, say they believe someone else needs to take over Shockwaves in order to give it what it deserves.
Doing one thing really well is already, like, super difficult. Even between the three of us, it's a lot to do. Mm-hmm. To do two things, like, very different things really well is near impossible. Like, it feels that at least sometimes. So, So we're deciding that we're going to be putting it up for sale.
So what exactly does that mean for the 30-year-old skateboarding store that has an identity melded with Mother Murphy's?
What it means for its future at the moment, mm-hmm. We don't know what's going to happen. We just know that hopefully we figure out, find somebody the same way Mike and Becky found us, mm-hmm. and we put it in the right hands.
And if you're doing the math and wondering how running two stores could be more challenging for three people than it was for the two other owners, Mike and Becky, here's another development that's new to Mother Murphy's. An expansion, a second location that's currently being prepared right now in the campus area of Champaign near the U of I. It's the first ever in the store's history.
It started with, you know, we have a lot of people come from Champaign, and it was, like, really cool and humbling that they were like, I would ask, you know, what brought you into town today? Oh, we wanted to come here. That's really cool. Like, whoa, like, you drove 45 minutes just to come here? Yeah, awesome. Okay. We eventually got to the point where it's like, we want to bring that blank canvas to Champaign, mm-hmm. and we want you to be able to form your culture now. Mm-hmm. You know, give you something to put your mark down on.
Burns says it's been difficult to try to replicate the atmosphere of the culture, the vibe that the 5-decades-old Mother Murphy's location has curated from its thousands of visitors and unique owners, but they're doing their best, and if things go the way they've envisioned them, then the Champaign Mother Murphy's will curate its own vibe over time, just like the original in Uptown Normal.
I mean, yeah, we own the place, but it's more like we're shepherds than anything. We're just here as stewards for a time to take care of the place, and the next generation is going to take it over one day. You know, we'll be long gone, and it's like, what do we do with this place? What was our mark on this place? Were we true to the Mother Murphy legacy? It's the most we can ask of ourselves.
The new Champaign location is set to open on July 1st. I'm Lindsay Jones.